Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. We're both your hosts for the show, and this is show number 408 for November 2019. And before we begin the main portion of the show, I want to add a little background about the show for those of you who are joining us for the first time. We are a show that's dedicated to the travel trade. We provide information for travel professionals, or for those of you who are interested in the travel profession. Laureen and I have been producing this show since 2005, and we are one of the oldest travel podcasts in the genre. Now, we have an extensive archive of our shows that can be found at the website, hometravelagent.net. So take a stop over there at hometravelagent.net and check out all the archives of the show. A lot of interesting shows that go back quite a ways, and you can learn about destinations and suppliers and a whole lot of things there. But if you have questions about the show, or perhaps you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. We also have a Facebook page, and that page is at facebook.com/HBTAS, which are the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, facebook.com/HBTAS. And we have a newsletter that comes out once a month, and it's only one email that you'll get in your inbox once a month, and that email will contain our show notes, and those show notes come out right after a show is published. So you can sign up for the newsletter also at hometravelagent.net. Now, our show today travels behind the scenes of the recent Kincade fire that affected thousands of people in Sonoma, California. And Sonoma, California is one of the most popular tourist destinations there. And that is where Laureen lives, and she gives us a firsthand account of how the Kincade fire impacted her life and how Sonoma bounced back and is now open for your clients to enjoy this area's fantastic scenery, fantastic wine, and the many culinary delights that are available for your clients in Sonoma County. Also in the show, you're going to learn about Sonoma County Travel Pro, and this is a website and it's an app as well for travel agents. And at Sonoma County Travel Pro, there's a travel agent training module where you can earn incentives for travel to Sonoma County. Now, I think those incentives are going to be announced in December, which is coming right up here, and you may want to take a gander over there at the website, Sonoma County Travel Pro, and check out those incentives, take that training. And if you're driving or can't write this down, well, you can always find a link to what we're talking about in our show notes at hometravelagent.net. So with all of that said, now it's time to get on with the show. Welcome, everybody, to the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're back once again, and it's Laureen and I. It's the Laureen and Barry Show for this go-around, and Laureen has some interesting experiences to share with us. As you all know, I think, if you've been listening, Laureen is out in Sonoma County, Windsor, California, and there have been some wildfire challenges out there, and I think Laureen wants to talk about that. Laureen wants to talk about tourism in that area and also some training opportunities for travel agents and maybe some incentives that you can take advantage of coming up. Well, anyhow, Laureen, welcome back to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. It's great to have you aboard. And boy, you guys don't lack for any, you know, it's been exciting.
It is. It has been a wild ride for the last couple weeks. I can tell you that people who are familiar, 2 years ago, we had the Tubbs fires, and that affected Sonoma County pretty greatly, but we're really, you know, resilient in coming back. The difference this year, when we had what they are now calling the Kincade fire, is we were prepared. In 2017, we had a fire incident that swept a large portion of Sonoma County, but in the metropolitan area, it was just kind of interesting. It didn't really hit too many of the wineries, didn't hit the tourist area. It was largely the residential area. So it affected 5,800 homes and a lot of individuals. So it was a very strange fire. However, the vineyards are fine and the hotels were almost all fine. And they really put a lot of effort into coming back. And this year, actually about 3 weeks ago, we had something that was very unexpected happen. And they kept an eye on the fires, And as they were coming closer to Healdsburg and the town I live in, which is called Windsor, California, I have to say I'm very proud of our town managers because they worked closely together and made a big announcement saying that we will be evacuating and you need to do it by 4 o'clock. And this was on Saturday, and they were very clear on this concept. There was no, well, we need some warning, maybe you should. No, they're like, you need to evacuate. The National Guard will be coming in, and the town is on lockout. And I'm very proud of our residents because we learned from the Tubbs fire, the biggest part of the challenge for the fire department 2 years ago is if they are stuck between trying to help put fires out on a house versus rescuing somebody to get out of their house, they need to rescue the person. And this year, they really were prepared. Everybody exited. Windsor has about 28,000 people in it. And they gave us 6 hours to be able to pack, get our things together, pack our animals up, and leave. There was not a choice about you may want to stay, think about it. They're like, you will be gone by 4 o'clock. And they had the high-low sirens. I don't know if you have those, Barry, back where you live, but they're from Europe. Do they have them where you are?
Yeah, we have the emergency sirens, you know, on the telephone poles and whatever around. Yep.
Mainly, we don't have that anymore. Remember way back, Barry, when we were kids and they used to have air raid alarms, you know, They'd have those big things, those all over town, like Fourth Friday at noon, and you had to hide under your, I don't know what they were thinking. If they were going to have bombs coming through, hiding under my desk wasn't going to do much, but.
Yeah, I've done that. I've been under my desk in the first and second grade, probably, waiting for the nuclear bombs. Yeah,
exactly, because your desk was going to save you.
Yeah. It all made sense at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was, 6 or 7 years old?
For us, those are all gone now. The high-low sirens were the police driving through the neighborhoods, and they have a siren that goes whoop 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 whoop. Yeah. So it's up down, and you can hear it everywhere. It's such a distinct sound, and they were driving through the neighborhoods, and they were letting you know there was nobody on the microphone saying you need to evacuate. It's like, this is the sound. When you hear it, you need to be not hearing it again the second time, because they went through the neighborhoods, they chalked everybody's house right at the driveway about whether they saw you in the house or not, and they weren't going to come and get you. They're just telling you, you need to go.
Yeah.
And that saved lives. And so we were evacuated, good or bad. Gail was not here. We had literally just returned from our vacation in Hawaii. Late that night, I came home to Windsor and Gail stayed down because we flew out of San Jose with her family. She wanted to get a little bit of family time in before the holidays. So I came home and it was smoky. We'd had smoke in the area. But Friday I went to work and it was really starting to get smoky, and we knew there was something not right. The next morning I received several text messages from people that I knew in the know who said, "Can't tell you what's going to happen, but you need to have your TV on at 10 a.m. and you need to tell everybody to watch TV." And they were having a public announcement of an evacuation, and they had evacuation centers open or people needed to go. I evacuated to a friend of mine's house, who unfortunately, what happened to me happened to a lot of people, is you're evacuated to, say, a friend at the next town, and then they get evacuated. So now both of you are evacuated. Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, you thought you were going to be at your friend Ronnie in Fountain Grove? No. So I shoved Buster back in the cat carrier. He was ever so happy with me because, you know, cats love cat carriers.
Oh, sure.
Put everything back in my car and was going to drive down to my cousin's house. And it was like, in Half Moon Bay, and she's like, "Well, just letting you know, our power's off, but we want you to come, and we have three dogs here right now because a friend of theirs came with her dog." And I'm like, that's not going to work for me. So I'm very grateful that someone said, "Come stay with us." A friend of mine in Santa Rosa, he's like, "My kids are gone. They've already shipped the kids off to the grandparents' house." He said, "We work in the EOC, which is the Emergency Operations Command Center. We work 12 and 24 hour shifts during this, so you will probably not even see us." Hmm. And the cat has the free run of the house.
Score. Oh, Buster. Go, Buster.
Go, Buster. And because I was safe, Gail was safe, and Buster was happy, that's what matters. The cat's happy. We had internet. We had electricity. It was just very grateful. They live near a hospital, so they're on the super duper power grid. And it allowed me the opportunity to give back and do service. I helped for a program that's called Sonoma Family Meals. And it's a woman who is a writer up here. She writes an article for our newspaper called The Bite Club, which is a side note. but she began a program 2 years ago making meals for people affected by the fires. And in fact, still 2 years later, she's still cooking 50 meals a week because these families are still displaced from 2 years ago. So it's still an active program. Now there was another, they said there were 200,000 people evacuated in our fires this couple weeks ago. Because what happened was we were evacuated. The town north of us, Healdsburg, was evacuated. So right there is roughly 50,000 people. That next day, they said every person from our town to the ocean was to be evacuated now. They weren't even given the 6 hours that we were given. They were, "You're leaving now." Unknown to us, of course, there's the high winds. The winds were about 80 miles an hour. Things get in a firestorm, as you know, and that's why it's a storm, is they can't contain it. And the fires came over the hill to Windsor, and it was on a model. They call it a model. They kind of like have everything all graphed out about how it's going to happen. And they're like, "It's computer generated. It's going to happen." Mm-hmm. They had predicted if it got to this particular line and beyond, they would not have been able to contain it from Windsor, which is where the point was, all the way to the coast. They'd gotten past that line. There's no way they could have stopped it. And that's why they said all the other people to the coast, you need to go immediately, which of course blocked all the streets, caused a lot of issue because you got 200,000 people trying to get out of town all at the same time. They were able to contain the fire. They stopped it dead in its tracks. We had over 500 different fire departments here. We're not talking 500 firemen. We're talking fire departments from different states, Washington, Oregon, California, all the way Arizona, Colorado. I mean, they were coming, and they had 1,000 firemen pretty much in a row to stop this fire. Wow. It was amazing. And there's some aerial shots that you just go, holy moly, because it's black and a stop line. And the good part, only two vineyards were burned out of the 100 vineyards that are up here. No lives were lost. No homes were burned in Windsor, although there were some on the outside of Windsor, but it wasn't in the town of Windsor. It was kind of on properties that led up to it. And it's basically a miracle. The people in the emergency team were evacuated 3 times. The EOC was in Windsor, and they evacuated, which to me, as somebody in a leadership position, went, oh, that's not good. If they're moving the emergency command team, they moved to another spot and they got evacuated again. And finally, the third time, they're like, no, you guys need to find a way not to have us keep moving. So we were sent out of town on a Saturday and released to come home Wednesday afternoon. And when they told us that we could come home, I was Facebooking a lot because I know I really represent a face of Windsor. People know me, and I kept referring to a trust the source, trust the source. And I would repost things that I knew were coming from reliable sources, not, you know, fake news, not drama, just this is our mayor, this is our, you know, senator, this is our supervisor. So one of the best messages I could post was, it's time to come home.
Yeah, I bet.
And only one or two people like, well, who are you and who do you know? And people are like, yeah, it's Lorene. She knows. She says, we can come home, we can come home. And those people who were in the EOC team who'd worked all those hours were at the freeway off-ramp to come into town with this big sign that says, welcome home.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Our town was empty. Molly, our other cat, would not come to me. She was on her own. Fortunately, I knew somebody in the sheriff's department. I went, can you feed my cat? So she came in and fed my cat and my neighbor's cat, put some food out for him. But I'm just really proud of our town officials. For managing the whole situation and keeping us safe, because our little town Windsor would have been toast, literally. Literally, yeah.
Yeah, close
and
call.
So, yeah. And the message that I want to give to the travel agents listening is, please work with your clients to help support our economy, support our tourism. Don't let people go, oh, Windsor burned down, maybe I'll go to, you know, name a place. Instead, we really cannot. What will kill us is people saying, well, it's burned down. I don't want to be there. Let's go somewhere else. That's what's going to give us the biggest.
Now, Sonoma, the county you're in, that's pretty much open for business, tourism and whatever, isn't it?
Completely open for business. The winery that had been burned, they are back open. They were able to fix things. All of our government's open. Our airports, museums, everything that's tourist related is open. Almost all the residents are home. The only reason somebody wouldn't be home is if they were close to the fire line and had some smoke damage. And that's just, you know, restoration stuff.
And I understand you're preparing for quite a spectacle with about 250 Christmas trees going to be lit here pretty soon.
Absolutely. Windsor is well known for an event called the Charlie Brown Christmas Grove. And it happens from the first Thursday in December to New Year's Day. This weekend, we are preparing with putting out over 200 half wine barrels. And that was fun. We got those out today. And then off to its side and hoisting the tree up and then securing it in. Each one of them will, the wine barrels will have electrical outlet. And then on Sunday, people who have adopted these trees will decorate them. And there's a fundraising event. The money goes towards our Windsor Educational Foundation, which is for scholarship programs. And the trees can be adopted by a business, a classroom. It can be adopted by individuals. I know we have one for Donate Life, which is a program near and dear to my heart. Chamber of Commerce has one. Name a local little business. They're totally individual and they're a lot of fun. And it was interesting today because we had at least 25 high school students help us this year and they've never done it before. And it's part of their leadership hours. We know that by them taking ownership and seeing how this works, this will lead them towards other events in terms of leadership ability as they get older. So we're very excited to have them part of it. And the vice principal said to us, I was there, and he goes, and next week, you and you, just picking some out, will bring your friends and you will be in a team and you will talk to Miss Romero about what she needs you to do. And you will take ownership of that and you will let her go back and watch how you do this. It was really good. You know, he's teaching them how to be leaders and how to make them accountable. And they're like, yes, sir. And I went, awesome.
Well, I think you have to learn how to be led, a subordinate, before you can learn how to be a leader.
Exactly. So one of the things that we are doing this had been put together just prior to the Kincaid fires is Sonoma County Tourism had put together a online training module. In fact, we had 4 travel agents that came out here to learn about Windsor and Sonoma County just prior to the fires. They all took the course and love it. They became very attached to this area and were like very afraid. They were all over the country experiencing what we were. I'm like, we're going to be okay. So I would encourage my fellow travel agents to go to the website, sign up for this training module. I know they're going to have some sort of incentive coming up in December. Don't know what the incentive will be. I'm not that far on the food chain to be able to know what the incentive will be. But it's really going to show you how to sell Sonoma County a lot of people will have their clients say, hey, I want to go to Napa. Can you send me there? Honestly, Napa is much more of a corporate place. It has corporate vineyards, while Sonoma County has things that your clients are going to want to see. We have tasting rooms. Vineyards are awesome, but unless there's a tasting room, you're just going to look at the vineyards. We have places that are well known to everybody, such as the Charles Schultz Museum. That's a place that's lots of fun. We have the Safari West, which is 1,000 animals that are there, including giraffes and zebras. I've been there recently, and I really got some good photos. Barry, I'll send them to you. We have our own Sonoma County Airport, which is a gem into itself, so your clients don't have to go to San Francisco and Oakland and have an additional two-hour drive each way to get up here. The website, which I will give Barry, is SonomaCountyTravelPro.com. We had someone come and speak about that on a past one of our interviews. They have now put that training module together online for you to become a certified Sonoma County trained person. And I encourage everybody to do that.
Yeah, very good. And there's a lot to do in Sonoma County, and on top of that, it's a beautiful place. The scenery is absolutely fantastic, Lorraine, and the climate there is, most of the time, it's really great.
It is. For our Charlie Brown Christmas Grove, it's kind of a joke, but it's not a joke. I joke about it because I think it's funny. At 5:30 and 7:30, we turn on the snow machine because Sonoma County doesn't have snow in it. Kids like to run around the snow and yay, Christmas and yay, holidays. And somehow we associate snow with that. Our kids don't know what that is. So we turn on a snowmaking machine for about 10 or 15 minutes and then turn it off. And what's really nice about the event during the winter is it's lit 24/7. It's got music playing till about 10. And it's just one of those really fun holiday things. There's a lot of Snoopy out there. This is Sonoma County. But Sonoma County, particularly Windsor, has events all year round. And it's a great county to send your clients. Within an hour anywhere here, you can be to the ocean, you can be in the Mendocino County, Sonoma County, into the hills. We have a ton of vineyards. I mean, it's Sonoma County. It's an awesome place to be. It's an even better place to come and send your clients because there's something for everybody.
And you have several resorts there and hotels that give the travel agent commission opportunities to send their clients there. Travel agent incentive. Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a Hampton Holiday Inn. We have Hilton. We have Holiday Inn Express. That's just in this town. There's tons of bed and breakfasts, lots of places for you to be able to earn commission. They will give you commission on a whole bunch of different types of activities. And there's things to do. Clients can get drivers. You don't want your clients wine tasting and drinking and driving. You want them to have a designated driver to be able to just be able to be safe. There's a company here that'll pay you commissions called Pure Luxury. They can do shuttles. They can bring your clients back and forth from San Francisco or Oakland, group travel, that sort of thing. Pure Luxury is a great company to work with.
And then the training module that you'd mentioned at the SonomaCountyTravelPro.com will have a lot of information in there about commission opportunities, probably that the travel agent can take advantage of in working with their clients and also working with the suppliers in Sonoma County.
Exactly. Exactly. And if anybody has questions, I mean, I'm always available. Somehow I have become the point person for travel agents to ask about how to sell Sonoma County. And I'm actually really happy to be able to go, hey, take this training module from Sonoma County Tourism. They're a great resource. They have a travel agent division. And believe, was it Delise who was on? We had an interview with recently. We had somebody on just recently from Sonoma County Tourism, and she would be happy to be able to work with you. That's her job.
Sure. Okay, very good. And hopefully you have no more challenges for a while. Keep things at a low key and have people come and visit you in Sonoma County and have a good time.
I would love that. I'm okay not having a drama. And if any of you listening to this that are travel agents, in addition to being the owner of Sharp Tongue Consulting and busy with my own clients, I'm the president and CEO of the Windsor Chamber of Commerce. I would love to have you come and visit us. We have a full visitor center at where our Chamber of Commerce and our visitor center are located in the same building. And literally you just walk over the doorway and you're in one portion or the other, which is kind of awesome. And Windsor's a great town. It's very quiet. It's very gay-friendly. It's very family-friendly. We have activities all year, including during the summer, our Thursday night concerts, which can hold up to 5,000 people. They're free to the public. Lots of food vendors and wine tasting and great music. And you just sit out on the lawn and have a really good time. And that's our summer activity. And then we have things all the rest of the year. So I look forward to meeting and greeting any of you that come here. And Barry, I hope you can come out again also sometime soon.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. We gotta get off the rail. You know, we go to Florida and we go to New Hampshire and we go to Northern Michigan, and it seems like those are the places where we go. And you know, it's just so easy to go to places where you've been before, but we need to venture out and travel to different places. And that's, you know, that's a pitch for travel agents. You know, you got to get your clients off the rail and get them out there, get them to other places. And I need to take that advice too.
Our newest hashtag for the last couple of weeks is called Gather in Sonoma, which is something that we want travel agents to do, is to be able to send their clients out here and support our economy. And, we will make sure to take and give them a good time. So, Barry, we'll do our usual wrap up. If people need to reach you, how do they reach you?
Well, in the email, it's Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. Come on over there and like our page. We have a lot of people over there that are liking the home-based travel agent page. So join the crowd and join in. And Lorreen, how do they reach you?
You can reach me at sharptongued@mac.com. That's sharptongued@mac.com. My personal Facebook page is Lorreen R. That's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And I absolutely encourage you to look up Sonoma County Tourism. They're an absolute great resource for you as a travel agent in terms of any type of material need, maps, guides, anything to be able to help you with your clients. And they're a wonderful resource, and I hope you take advantage of their services.
Well, very good. And, thank you, Lorreen, and we'll be back for our show in December. December tends to be a busy month for everybody, so we'll work hard at getting a guest on here, and if things go well, we will see you at the the end of the month in December. This will be the last show for 2019. I almost said 2020. I'm jumping ahead. So.
All right. Well, thank you. And see you next time, everybody.
Yep. Bye-bye now. Well, thank you, Lorraine. And I do hope your life is back to normal with a little time for you to enjoy and relax and enjoy those beautiful surroundings there that you have in Sonoma County. Now, this concludes our November 2019 edition of the show, and we look forward to having you back in December for another edition of the Home-Based Travel Asian Show. So until then, travel safe, stay healthy, and we will talk with you next month. Bye-bye now.